And so it is, dear Shambhra, that we bring this gathering of the angels and the humans all together in this safe space to a closing. And now, Shambhra, the real work begins. The real work on our side of the veil. You have done your job by bringing in the energies, bringing in the love of your true divinity. You have allowed it to happen in your reality. You have allowed it to come into your consciousness. We did not do it for you. We simply repeat back to you what you are bringing into consciousness. We simply mirror it back to you. You have done the work on your side by allowing it. You have set up the potentials for changes. And now those of us on our side of the veil go to do our work. Indeed, the energies of Kuan Yin will be departed from here to go throughout this world to bring a song and a story of compassion and of melding back together. The energies of White Eagle and of Mark will be departed from here to grow throughout the world, to bring the story and the song of love and of caring and of nurturing and of taking care of oneself. The energies of Archangel Zadkiel will depart from here and go throughout all of humanity to bring a story that is new and unique, but not new and unique at all. It is something that has always been there. Zadkiel will depart from here and go around the world to those who are willing to awaken and those who are willing to accept the allness of who they are. I, Tobias, and those from the Order of Tobiwa will depart from here and prepare what comes next for you. We'll prepare the opportunities. We'll prepare even the baskets of abundance if you are willing to receive them. We'll prepare the right people, the right opportunities, the right situations and circumstances for you, the teachers of this news. So our work begins. Yours, dear friends, has been done, at least for a while. It is time for you to rest your bodies, for we know they are filled with energy. They are weary, but yet excited. It is time for you to rest your minds, for you've been processing much, so very much these past few days. It's time for you to rest your soul, to rest this duality that has been going back and forth for so very long, to rest in peace and rest in the safe space of knowing that you can truly allow all of the energies to manifest. You can embody all of the energies, to rest knowing that these two energies of Ah and Oh have always been so deeply in love within you, so deeply in love that they have served each other unconditionally, totally. In closing, Shambhra, we ask you one thing, and some of you already know what we're going to say. Keep it simple, Shambhra. Keep it simple. There will be discussions, there will be arguments, there will be debates for years and years to come over this information, over what you have brought forward. There will be those who tend to overanalyze it, those who tend to put extreme experiences to the test with it. There will be those who tend to try to process it only in the brain and not in the heart. But it is so simple. It is so simple. It is about the yin and the yang, the ah and the oh, the light and the dark. It is about two lovers so deeply in love that they gave of themselves to each other. It is about the energy of the oh that took on all of the darkness I carried it around. I took on all of the negative, took on everything that you and the others didn't like about themselves. But we come to the time now when the oh and the ah, the two lovers, want to come back together in a new way, in a different way, serving each other in purity and love, no longer having to carry the burdens, no longer having to take on the opposing roles of light and dark. It is the safe new energy that allows this to happen, that allows you to see what you've called the darkness in a whole new way and discover that it was the place where the divinity was hiding all of this time, hiding in the deepest, deepest love for you. It is in the safe new energy and the embodiment of spirit and human together that allow all of these energies to come together. There's no need anymore to carry fear or anger or hatred within your being. When you are being, totally being in the safe new energy, when you are allowing the remarriage of the O and the Ah, dear friends, this sets up the potential of change and everything else. But remember, it begins and it ends with you. It is not about trying to change the rest of the world, for maybe they are enjoying what they are going through. Maybe they are choosing it. It is about having such compassion for the rest of the world that you allow all of this to happen. So keep it simple, Chandra. Keep it so very simple. As you leave this grand hall that you have been in these past few days, begin to experiment and experience with how this all works now. As you accept every part of yourself, as you understand that the darkness isn't at all what it seemed to be, that it was just love and compassion, your own love of yourself, the deepest love possible. As you breathe this into your life and as you embody this into your everyday experience, now add the element of imagination and creativity. See the difference. Watch what happens. Now that you have come into a new place and a new balance, see how the imagination is so much fuller and reacts so much differently than before. Take note of how your creativity is going to seem like it is flowing through at a whole new pace, with a whole new passion to it, a whole new passion to your creativity that wants to be expressed in you and through you simply for the sake of expression. Now that there is the new understanding of the darkness, this place of the greatest love within you, the place that brings you to a new level of safety and new energy. Use your imagination. Play with it. Watch what happens in your life. We don't want to set any specifics here, for it is up to you to experience. But we tell you, you go into a whole new way of living and experiencing. This is truth. This is love. And this is the new energy. We look at you right now. We see the difference in your colors. We see the difference in your energy. We ask you to take a moment here to look at ours. We assemble up here on this stage for you with our colors of honor showing. Ah, yes, the imagination, use it right now. Go beyond the human eyes. Go beyond what appears here in the physical form and allow yourself to imagine for a moment. Allow the creativity to come forth. Place no restrictions and watch as we play with our colors, honoring you. Now, allow yourself to hear the music that's coming from our side of the veil to you. Listen beyond the ears for a moment here. Now take that deep breath. And sense in a whole new way, just not through your physical nose, but smell us. Smell the energy of spirit in this room. Dear Chambra, know that it can be easy. It doesn't have to be a struggle anymore. You can bring your own divinity through. You can bring spirit through you easily. It can flow. It doesn't have to be difficult. Simply allowing it to happen and knowing that you are the embodiment of human and spirit, of light and dark, of all that is walking on earth right now. We end this grand celebration with all of you by, I would say, handing you a celestial medallion. Yes, yes. I know some of you are saying we'd rather have a real one. But there is a certain magic in the one that we hand you. The runners are out right now, placing this around your neck, Chambra. Oh, yes, use your imagination here. They're placing it around your neck right now. It is something that, how to say, will be recognized by all of the angels, human and non-human. They will see that you were here. You were here for this event. You were here for the recognition of all that is. With that, dear Chambra, we ask all of you to stand and give yourselves a big hug. And we're going to ask Caldra to come out so we can hug you also. We're going to ask Caldra to open his eyes also. A little music would be fine with this. So, hugs.